KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 7 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today in Atlantic and a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Firefighters from Grant, Elliott, and Griswold were called to battle a structure fire at a two-story residence in rural northeastern Montgomery County late last night. Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond said everyone was able to get out of the home without injury. The fire, which started just before 9 p.m. Monday, was brought under control a few hours later. Initial reports from dispatchers indicated the blaze started in an inside wall in the upper floor of the structure, but the cause remains under investigation. Fire officials near Red Oak say an investigation has determined an electrical problem was the likely cause of a house fire that occurred late last week. The blaze at 2359 Highway 48 just south of Red Oak happened at around 6:30 p.m. Thursday. The flames were visible from about a mile away as the first crews were arriving. No one was injured in the blaze that caused about $60,000 damage to the two-story structure owned by Dwayne Barkman. Firefighters from Red Oak, Elliott, Essex, and Stanton had responded to the scene. A traffic stop early this morning at the intersection of 222nd Street and Highway 48 south of Red Oak has resulted in the arrest of two people on drug-related charges. The Montgomery County Sheriff's officials say 45-year-old James Keith Softley Jr. of Hepburn was taken into custody at around 3:47 a.m. on charges that include possession of methamphetamine and carrying weapons. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Another person in the vehicle, 41-year-old Amy Michelle Steiner, also of Hepburn, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released from the jail after receiving a citation. Red Oak Police assisted deputies in conducting the arrest and investigation. Three suspects were in custody following a narcotics investigation by the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Officials say a search warrant was executed at the residence of 35-year-old Benjamin Allman in Westphalia Monday. The Cass County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit assisted with the investigation at 409 Weber Street in Westphalia. The suspects were arrested and face a variety of charges. Benjamin Allman was charged with delivery of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession with the intent to deliver meth, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and prohibited acts. 28-year-old Amanda Harani of Defiance was charged with gathering where controlled substances are used, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and 48-year-old Darius Jacobs of Omaha was charged with possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. All three suspects are currently being held in the Shelby County Jail. Allman and Jacobs were being held on $100,000 bond, while Harani's bond was set at $2,000. An Atlantic woman who lied about her daughter having cancer and solicited funds for her treatment has pleaded guilty to 5 out of 20 counts against her, including 4 felonies and 1 serious misdemeanor charge. 30-year-old Letha Case Lawson faces up to 21 years in jail when she's sentenced on December 22nd in Cass County District Court. Fourth District Court Judge Mark Evelov asked Slauson to explain what she did to incur each of the charges.
I should ask you also, you did not have a prescription for Riley to have that cannabis oil?
No.
Anyway.
I gave it to Riley.
The Neupogen?
Yes. Okay.
And you did not have a prescription to give that to Riley?
No.
And count 20, amended theft in the second degree. Tell me what you did there, why you're pleading guilty to that charge.
The money's in the bank. I've got money to be put in the bank for Riley.
Okay. And by the money that got put in the bank for Riley, are you talking about fundraising activities here in Cass County?
Yes.
And this money was raised under fraudulent circumstances, is that correct? It was raised under the belief that Riley had terminal cancer, is that correct?
Yeah.
And that was not true, is that correct?
In her plea bargain, Slauson agreed to plead guilty to Class D felony charges that include 2 counts of child endangerment, bodily injury with regard to the administering of cannabis oil and Neupogen to her daughter Riley, as well as a count of administering harmful substances. She also pled guilty to a serious misdemeanor charge of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, Neupogen, and a reduced felony charge of theft in the second degree, also a Class D felony. She had originally been charged with theft in the first degree, which would have been a Class C felony. Slauson was released from custody late yesterday afternoon and will be allowed to live with her mother in Hampton, Iowa. She's not allowed to have contact with her children or husband and must complete a mental health evaluation prior to her sentencing next month. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner answered a question many people have with regard to the money.
We do have some of the money. We have approximately, I believe, $13,000, which was in a bank account. I believe approximately another $13,000 plus or minus was spent by her. So we're hopeful that through a sentencing, regardless of the outcome as far as probation or prison, on the theft side, at least, that we're able to work out some means in which she's ordered to repay victim restitution. Who that may go to is a little unique, I think, at this point. But we do have some of the monies which were put in, or which are in a bank account and were frozen. So there is some good news.
Slauson attorney Jay Mez says overall he's pleased with the agreement.
It was my job to get the best plea agreement done for her, and I think we did that. That's why she pled to it. One of the bigger issues was one of the counts was a 25-year sentence with a mandatory 17 years. And that, which means you have to go for 17 years, no chance of parole, early parole. That we didn't plead to. So that was one of the most important things we got done, was there's no mandatory minimums involved.
In our funeral announcements, Evelyn Embry, age 95, of Panora, died November 10th. Funeral services for Evelyn Embry will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Zayden Smith of Atlantic was born and passed away on November the 9th in Omaha. Services for Zayden Smith will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Randall Arch Porter, age 76, of Greenfield, died Friday in Creston. A celebration of life service for Randall Porter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Dwayne Rathman, age 73, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Springdale, Arkansas. Graveside services for Dwayne Rathman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Rogers, Arkansas City Cemetery. Cisco Funeral Chapel in Springdale, Arkansas has the arrangements. Donald Slayton, age 87, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Sunday. Funeral services for Don Slayton will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. The Reverend Stephen Gronseth, age 70, or rather 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Reverend Stephen Gronseth will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kathleen McCabe Britton, age 82, of rural Creston, died Saturday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Kathleen Britton will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Donna Chardine, age 96, formerly of Earlham, died Friday. A funeral service for Donna Chardine will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Robert Joseph Lane, Jr., age 71, of Cumberland, died Saturday. Cremation has taken place, and funeral services for Robert Lane, Jr. will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Bruce Newman, age 53, of Messina, died Friday at his home. Services for Bruce Newman are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.